now on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Laura Devoy. 26 new coronavirus cases have been diagnosed across Australia in the past 24 hours. 17 of those are in Victoria and 9 in New South Wales. Concern remains for two clusters of coronavirus cases, one in a meat processing facility in Melbourne and another in an aged care home in Western Sydney. Five of today's new cases are linked to those workplaces. Queensland has gone another day without any infections, while Tasmania confirmed two new additional cases last night. The Northern Territory has not reported a new infection in several weeks and now has only three active cases. Around 720,000 Australian businesses which have registered for the JobKeeper scheme will start receiving their first payments today. Under the scheme, eligible businesses will receive $1,500 from the federal government every fortnight until September. The money will help to pay around 4.7 million Australian workers. Initial government predictions had more than 5 million Australians receiving the payment. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told Sky News he's confident more businesses will sign up for the scheme in the coming days.
Employers have to the 8th of this month to pay their employees and still be eligible for those payments under the JobKeeper program, and that is what they are doing.
Australians who have recovered from coronavirus can donate their plasma to help create a new treatment for others who are seriously ill with the virus. A potentially life-saving treatment powered by the antibodies of recovered patients, COVID-19 immunoglobulin, is set to be produced at a facility in Melbourne. Australia is one of the first countries in the world to start producing the treatment. The antibodies found in the plasma will be purified and concentrated to make COVID-19 immunoglobulin, which will be distributed to ill patients through a clinical trial. The Federal Agriculture Minister is leading calls to increase the price of all Australian dairy products. Coles and Woolworths increased the price of their home brand milk by 10 cents in 2018 in response to calls to help drought-affected farmers. David Littleproud told the ABC he wants that to be expanded to include Australian cheese, yoghurt and other dairy products.
I'm just asking for the supermarkets who've done pretty well out of the COVID-19 recently to help us find a way to get more into dairy farmers' pockets.
Supermarkets say raising the cost of Australian dairy products could have a negative effect on farmers by making imported goods more attractive to consumers. New figures reveal the median price of Australian farmland increased by 13.5% last year, marking the sixth consecutive year of growth. The report by Rural Bank shows Western Australia recorded the largest increase at 28%, followed by South Australia at 18%, New South Wales at 17%, Victoria at 12%, and Tasmania at 11%. Queensland saw a decline of less than 1%, however, that was off the back of a 15.7% increase in 2018. Rural Bank's Chief Operating Officer Will Rayner says farmland values continue to perform consistently.
Australian farmland is a fantastic investment over a 20-year period, and it tends to be more reliable than some of those other sectors that are more susceptible to boom and bust cycles, particularly in the resources sector.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
Good morning. It's currently 15 and a half degrees, looking towards top of 22 today, and it's going to be mostly sunny with light winds. Nice and simple today. The sun will set tonight at 10 minutes past 5. Looking for the rest of the week. Thursday, mostly sunny, 9 to 24. Friday, sunny, 13 to 27. Saturday, mostly sunny, 14 to 25. And a bit cooler on Sunday, mostly sunny, 9 to 18. The moon is a waxing gibbous with full moon tomorrow, May the 7th.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Warwick Farm, Hume Highway at Governor Macquarie Drive. Traffic lights blacked out due to a power failure. Traffic affected in all directions. Reduce your speed and exercise caution. Gladesville, Victoria Road between Sunnyside Street and Salter Street. There's some emergency roadwork. One of three westbound lanes closed. It's lane one. Take care as you go through there. Eastern Creek, Westlink M7 at the M4 motorway. A car breakdown. One northbound lane closed. It's the breakdown lane. Hopefully not causing too many issues there. And finally, Greenacre, Hume Highway near Centenary Drive. A truck breakdown. One of five southbound lanes closed there. And that's lane one. And that's the traffic for you. And good morning, Mario. How are you?
I can. Good morning, Darren. How
good
are you?
Very good, very good.
And listen, before we continue, I'd just like to say thank you, Darren, for joining, you know, the show. I'd like to say thank you, Darren Capes Davis, for, you know, being the producer of this show, select producer, because, you know, I was messing with the buttons, and Darren, he's a true agent behind the Live 90.5 FM, and he has some little bit time now more in his hands, so like he's going to be with me quite often in the studio, so there will not be interruptions between the music talk and the phone call. So Darren, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure for joining you,
thank you so
Mario,
much.
On Business Insights. A great show, and I always listen to get the latest from your very talented and guests who have
today,
great information, and look forward to today's guests.
I'm looking forward to join the conversation, because, you know, all my questions is not always the best ones. And we're going to have in a few minutes our first guest. I know that we are in this pandemic crisis, COVID-19, as you know, Darren, but, you know, the government says they're going to release soon some restrictions, and there's going to be back to the work. But money, it's an issue. You know, people struggle.
Yeah, these are restrictions. What does it mean? Mm-hmm. I know the Prime Minister wants us to all get back to work.
Yes.
It's to the states to ease the restrictions. I was reading this morning in the news. Yeah. It's a bit confusing, so maybe we can talk through that this morning as well.
No, absolutely. So our first guest is going to be next few minutes. So like we take a short break with some music and we call our first guest to introduce him.
Indeed. And here's Jet with Rollover DJ on a Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
Move back. Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Located less than 30 minutes from Sydney CBD, Washington Park, developed by Pace, is an entirely new urban renewal situated amongst beautiful parklands and open spaces. Washington Park delivers an environment designed to promote healthy living and social interaction. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Find it hard to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
It's 30 minutes past 10 and you're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And Mario, over to you to introduce our guest.
Well, thank you, Darren. Once again, thank you, Darren, for joining me and try to assist me to make this show much more professional, more smooth. And as you know, this show is not about myself or about Alive. However, I'd like to say thank you to all sponsors and to everybody who is tuning in on Alive 90.5. Your generosity, your kindness, it's very, very welcome. And this radio station would be nothing without listeners and our sponsors. Now, the saying that's at the part of my sexy voice. And, you know, we are in this tragedy of the COVID-19. However, in this show, we try to give you the insights and tips through the professionals and the people who are truly know what they're talking about. And as I said, there's about money. Today, we're going to talk about money, 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 money. Our first guest is Raman Bahala. Hi, Raman.
Good morning, Mario. How are you going?
No bad. And thank you for joining us in the studio. So Darren and I are going to quiz you today how to going to make us very rich, you know, this period. You know. So Raman, who is Raman? As always, I'll ask to ask our question, that question asking our guest, who is Raman? So give us a little brief about yourself.
Yeah, sure, Mario. thanks, Darren. My name is Raman Bala. I'm a chartered accountant. I'm by background investment banker. Worked nationally, internationally with a number of top investment banks, financial services companies, and my role was to make the business grow, or wealth grow for large corporations and high net worth individuals.
Interesting,
and,
yeah.
Yes, that's right. And then about 5-6 years ago, I started up my own consulting firm, which is called Proactive CFOs.
Yes,
and then we also started our fast growing accounting firm, which is called RSB Partners.
Yes,
at RSB Partners, we specialize in offering accounting, top notch tax advice, home loans, property investments, and how to grow your wealth.
Oh, that's very interesting.
We work with a number of clients in all aspects, including not-for-profit organizations. And our aim is your success is our goal.
Well, that's a good line. What do you think, Darren? Your success is our goal.
Yes, that's a best line. I think that's what everyone should seek to do, is that if you're working with anyone, you're enabling their success, and together you make it better.
And now, because Darren and I contemplating last 7 days how to we break into the Reserve Bank Australia, make ourselves rich. Instead of doing this, nobody hears except three of us. So, Roman, look, we're gonna have the discussion now. It's about money, and this crisis. It's new for many people. Like I think it's new for everybody. And we're finding ourselves in times where government, including ourselves, I'm not say struggling. I don't say that everybody's struggling, but that's everybody struggles a different way. But what I'd like to discuss with you, this crisis brought a lot of unemployment and many uncertainty, and there's no worse situation than being uncertain how you're gonna feed your family or run your business. Mm-hmm. Now, before I ask you, tell me something. Why the government use the stimulus to help the people? Why? What's the reason behind? Why the Scott Morrison and the government initiated that government stimulus?
Mario, Darren, I'd like to take a step back, actually. I think you raised a very good point that economic uncertainty. I've been doing I'm in this financial markets and the profession for some period of time. In 2007 and 2008, there was a global financial crisis.
Yes,
and the magnitude was not as great as it is, but it was a really people call it dry run.
Yeah,
with employment, unemployment went through 10%. Economic activity fell through drastically. And I was in the middle of it because I was having the responsibility to save a firm, a very big firm, and there I had hands-on experience with dealing with a lot of financial institutions, how to tackle cash flows, and it was a very, very intense time in terms of learning and development from career perspective.
But can you compare this GFC crisis with today, what's happening? Is there any parallels between those ones, or is it totally different?
It is a lot of parallels there. I would like to highlight two or more, three crises here.
Yes, please, yeah.
The first crisis, obviously, the Great Depression, 1929. And then another financial crisis was in 1972, 1973, then 78. And then was a big, massive crash of 1987. And then, the web burst, which happened in the year 2000. And 2008 was a global financial crisis. When we compare the depressions or the recessions or the stock market crashes, we got to analyze history as well, because people say history repeats itself. This crisis is a little bit different because it's a
combination. Why is it different?
Financial. Because this crisis is not only financial crisis, it's basically is triggered by health crisis. They're saying that this kind of health crisis happens once in a century. The last health crisis happened in 1918 and 1919.
Correct, yes.
Which was the Spanish flu. So Spanish flu also had a very big financial impact, but not the financial impact as it is now, because the economy is at a different level and financial markets at a different level. So we got to think this financial crisis as a combination of financial crisis plus health crisis.
So why the governments didn't done in the GFC, in 1918 or 2008, this stimulus? Why didn't done this extensive financial coverage, I would say, because in 2008, I'm not sure, Darren, you remember those ones, but I lost a job and I wasn't. They told me Centrelink, no, you can't get money. And I was like, what do you mean? You have the home.
Yeah, indeed. No, it wasn't that. And also the stimulus packages are different. So Rahman, you might be back in the GFC. We're doing things like insulation bats and all those issues.
Yes, that was
and school halls and things like that. And it seems to be quite different now. And
yes,
is that better?
Lessons learned. Because what happened in 2000, I would again go back to health crisis of a century ago, 1918, and the Great Depression. One of the biggest mistakes Federal Reserve in the U.S. made, they did not put enough money into the economy. So that's why, which caused had a triggering effect, and the market's gone down, unemployment went through up to 30%, and all those World War II was triggered. All the economic crisis, we should be looking through the social crisis as well, because high unemployment means social issues. In 2008, a lot of stimulus packages were thrown out in the economy, which worked reasonably well. So all the, if you, not only Australia, if you look at across the globe, all the Federal Reserves are putting a lot of cash stimulus in the economy. The basic purpose is to keep people employed, because if people are unemployed, it causes not only the unemployment issues, but the related social issues. It could be drinking, it could be drugs, it could be domestic violence. We already seen quite increase in the rate of domestic violence.
That's true, yeah, domestic violence. Yeah, because it's like there's a background of all this crisis, which we don't see it. And I truly believe that's going to be after this crisis, we're going to see full impact of the lockdown and people being unemployed. And but overall, it is the money. But, in those terms, why the government, that was my question, beginning, why the government resorted to this, do this job keeper, job seeker, whatever the names they have, why they resorted, I think, down in $300 billion?
It's a huge amount.
Exactly.
And between job seeker and job keeper, Rahman, can you help us through the maze there of the stimulus?
Firstly, I'll answer Mario's earlier question: why government is throwing stimulus package? The key point is employment.
Yes.
The key purpose of the government, whether it's a federal government, Scott Morrison, or federal government, state governments, they want to keep people employed, so that there's the cash floating around in the economy. That's the key purpose. The employment, keeping people employed, is a key purpose of every stimulus package that's going on in this current scenario. And so that's to keep the unemployment rate lower at this stage. And just answering Darren's questions, there are effectively three key packages by the federal government.
Three? I was thinking it's only two, JobKeeper, JobSeeker. Was it something else?
I'll add one more. It's called Cash Booster.
So you try to prevent Darren and I rob the Reserve Bank of Australia. Please help us, you know. I mean, if it's something else, you know. I mean,
that's our own whole package, I think. That's our
secret. So what was the third package? What was those packages, please?
Yeah, sure. And Darren, I'll explain JobKeeper and JobSeeker, then I'll a little bit elaborate on Cash Booster as well. That could be quite effective for the businesses in Hills area and all in our community, because that's a really cash flow for the businesses. Firstly, let's keep JobKeeper. JobKeeper, I'll keep it very simple, and you feel free to jump in if you have any questions or queries.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. JobKeeper is basically government gives the business subsidy, which is $1,500 per employee per fortnight. And the employee should be employed in the business as of 1st of March 2020. And the subsidy starts from 31st of March 2020, and it goes 31st, so it works on a fortnightly basis and goes until 27th of end of September 2020. Effectively, for the 6 months, the businesses will get $1,500 per employee per fortnightly boost from the government, and the money will be paid to the government, to the employers.
Yes.
And employer subsequently pays the money to the employee. In the first month of April, there's a cash lag, a timing gap between the cash payment and get receipt. The businesses have to pay them the funds upfront within April. And the date is 8th of May. You need to make all the payments for the month of April until 8th of May. And the government will start paying you probably, I think they just released probably, payments will start hitting the bank accounts of employers from tomorrow.
Well, just have the one question on you, because I didn't clarify this. Nobody clarified this. Is that tax-free money, or people need to pay the taxes? Yeah, I mean, on a JobKeeper or JobSeeker corporations.
I will keep a JobKeeper and JobSeeker separately. For JobKeeper,
yes.
Any funds received by the employer,
yes,
it is effectively an income. So any funds received by an employee is just like a wages, is salary, is subject to PAYG.
Yes.
But there's one difference, which is called superannuation guarantee difference. For example, I'll give you an example. Let's say an employee was getting $1,000 per fortnight, and now because of this wage subsidy,
yes,
getting $1,500 per fortnight. That employer doesn't need to pay additional super for this top-up amount. It's called top-up amount between $1,000 and $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
Employer is only liable to pay superannuation on the basic amount, which is $1,000. So $500 is not subject to superannuation. That's a very important difference. That's a job keeper.
Okay, I was a job seeker.
Yes, please, was Darren. A job seeker.
No, I was just looking at Darren. Darren looks at me like...
I think we might need to dig down further the kind of the responsibilities in the employer later on. But talk to us about job seeker.
This is basically someone's got unemployed, and they're unemployed for a month, and they can directly link with the Centrelink. They have to satisfy social payment conditions, and they will get money directly from the Centrelink. Centrelink has a relaxed number of conditions for the unemployment benefit. So effectively, job seeker program doesn't go through the employer. Employer has got nothing to do with it. The unemployed employee, or previously the person who was made redundant or doesn't have a job or economic uncertainty, economic hardship, they can go directly to Centrelink, register themselves, and they will get unemployed benefits. And previously, they need to show 1 month unemployment record. But in this scenario, Centrelink has relaxed a number of those conditions, as well as they have increased the amount to be paid to the registrants.
Roman, that question, like, just I'm very curious now. Okay, so company gets $1,500. That's what it is, $1,500. Is that correct for the employees?
Yes.
Okay, so what stops some company to run this, you know, for the next 6 months, and then after 6 months says, like, my company doesn't work anymore, and, you know, I mean, money's lost and they doesn't need to pay the taxes. Is that possibility that people's going to take advantage of this, or some companies?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. At this stage, as the Prime Minister has said, this program at this stage is applicable for 6 months.
Yes.
Both JobKeeper and relaxed conditions under job seeker, which ends around September. There's quite a bit of time to go. How coronavirus thing goes, turns up.
Yeah.
How the businesses go, and obviously there's a concern from a number of professionals and government perspective that this scheme could be misused.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's open for interpretation. Because ITU is still trying to tighten the screws. They have said that they're going to audit number of firms, number of employees, and as with that, any measures, economic measures, there's always a risk that any scheme could be misused.
That's a fair answer. You know, I mean, and from professional like yourself, and I'm hoping and truly believing that our listeners online 90.5, particularly Business Insights with Mario and Darren in the studio, you know, they found this very useful information. Roman, we're gonna give it a break. You know, I mean, to have the sip of water, have the deep breath.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're gonna take a short break, and I'll come back.
I'll explain the cash booster as well.
Yes, of course. You know what I mean? You need to take a glass of water, deep breath. Come back with more questions. You know what I mean? Did you think you're going to just finish on that note? But doesn't work that way in Align 90.5. We give the best information to our listeners. You're listening to Align 90.5. Businesses is Mario and Darren, and Mario is going to take a short break and come back with more questions for Roman.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven, custom kitchen delivery. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a steak and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. With the swim season nearly here, I'd like to stress the importance of proper maintenance and care to maximise your enjoyment. Our expert pool technicians can help you make sure of the right pool quality, cleaning methods and equipment, filter maintenance, cost-effective pool chemicals and more. See full details on our website at duralpoolshop.com. Or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just how you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, a station sponsor.
All the local news and all the great music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5.
It's 25 minutes to 11. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
And Darren as well in the studio. Thank you, Darren, for joining me.
And thank you.
You're welcome,
mate. It's all about our guests.
Yeah, it's all about guests here. Well, look, we have the blueprint. You know, nobody doesn't need to know this one. But Darren, I come up with the idea, you know, we to make some money. And then we realize we have the guest Rama Bala on our show. So it's helping to us not to rob the banks. And we to make some money from this crisis and preventing ourselves from the collapsing, I mean, entirely, because society, it's actually experiencing something what Roman mentioned before, once in century crisis such as this one. I got a letter from my friend Josh Friedenberg, treasurer, and he says, for example, more than 725,000 businesses employing more than 4.7 million Australians have registered for the Our Job Keeper. And this is the big, big, big number. And Roman is trying to, you know, elaborate and help us how to we can access the Job Keeper, Job Seeker. And you mentioned something, Roman, we can get some cash booster as well.
We like cash. Tell
we
us
like
more.
A cash. We like a cash. We like a cash. So, Roman, as a professional, and you're truly helping a lot of business individuals, how we can get to some cash? We're just asking for the friend, you know what I mean? So that's all.
Yes, we'll try to keep it simple. It's called cash flow boost for the employers.
Yes.
This measure is targeted for the businesses to keep people employed.
Yeah.
As you know, all the businesses, most of the businesses who are registered for GST, they are registered for PAYG or installment activity statements. They got to lodge either on a quarterly basis or monthly basis a statement called business activity statements with the ATO.
Yeah.
Starting with March 2020, any PAYG, which is, again, ATO has taken some integrity measures into account, which was legislated at the same time.
Yes.
And by the Parliament last month, which ATO has further strengthened those measures around the eligibility of cash booster scheme. What cash booster scheme, in simple words, It ranges from getting $20,000 to
$100,000. Okay, I will take 100.
Yeah,
I'll take it for Darren as well.
You will? Yeah.
Split it.
Go for the mag.
Where to fill the form? So.
That's a trick.
Yeah.
The trick is there are two tricks really, is eligibility. Who's eligible for the cash?
I knew it was going to be some trick. You know, I mean, just get $100,000. Okay, so what's the eligibility for the reaching 20 to 100K?
Yeah, it's 100,000. The maximum amount. It starts with $20,000 is the minimum amount, and you will get, if you meet the eligibility criteria, you'll get 20 grand anyway.
Okay, can you give us some eligibility? Who can apply for this, or?
You seem very excited, Mario.
I know. Just also like, you know, I'd rather to spend, you know, I mean, no, the jokes aside, but yeah, there's a plenty of families there. There's a plenty of businesses
of course,
there. You know, I mean, I can't complain. I can put a bread on a table. But, you know, I mean, there are the people there who needs help of yours. And the best thing, obviously, is to talk to you, I presume, to find out eligibility. Now, say something on that topic. We talk about money. Superannuation. I'm reading newspapers and you know, Darren reads as well. You know, I mean, we're seeing that a lot of people want to access superannuation. However, the first one who pushed people to get superannuation was the real estate agents, which the government says you can't do this. Now, people can access to superannuation. I truly believe it's like $8 billion was being, no, I'm lying, maybe less, be requested from the people to access superannuation up to $8,000.
Yeah.
So tell us more about superannuation. Should people take money for super, or they should not take it, or what's the consequences? What's the...
Yeah. I'm a financially conservative. I'm an accountant by profession, and we run our business on a conservative basis, and at Touchwood, we've been able to grow our business, previously been able to grow the assets. All our clients, and they are reasonably happy with the financial outcome. We do not recommend, obviously, every personal scenario, individual scenario is separate. Our overall advice would be stay conservative. You don't need to take aggressive risks.
Why is that? Why would you suggest someone not take the money from the superannuation?
I didn't say that not take the money, because I can't give you a particular specific advice whether to not take. I can run through the overall basic structure of the scheme.
Yeah.
If anyone wants a particular financial advice, they need to talk to me. A financial personal circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in the best interest to take them, draw the money from super or not?
Yes.
I can just say, give you again, earlier as I said, our advice is basically we work on a conservative basis rather than aggressive basis.
Mm-hmm.
And superannuation is a retirement money. That's for your retirement. But you still have to assess your financial situation. But basically the scheme operates.
So
the maximum amount of money you can withdraw from until September is $20,000, and until 30th of June you have to log in MyGovID. The person has to be unemployed or made redundant, or their working hours being reduced by 20%. They are eligible to draw money from the superannuation by $10,000 before 30th of June.
Yes.
And another 10 grand before September.
Do we need to pay tax on this, or?
No, there's no tax involved in this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I know that was a superannuation was having high tax bracket, you know, I mean, if you try to reach, you know, I mean?
That's it. This is an exception to the scheme.
Oh, okay.
When you put their money into superannuation, it gets taxed at 15%. It's called contribution tax. I'm just talking very general financial situation without looking into other categories. Generally, the contributions are taxed at 15%. In general, superannuation earnings are tax at around 15% as well. I'm not talking specific tax provisions around capital gains or high income earners. So when under the scheme of the government, as we can take $20,000, or people who are eligible to obtain withdraw $20,000 from the superannuation, and the money is already being taxed, because when you put the money in superannuation, it already gets taxed. But when you draw the money, there's no tax involved. But you can get $20,000 from your superannuation based on your financial hardship. There's a couple of eligibility criteria which government has relaxed. And one of the criteria is redundancy, the working hours reduced by 20%. Once you satisfy those eligibility criteria, You can fill out a form by going MyGovID and access $20,000 from superannuation.
In your own words, what would you like to see how the economy is going to bounce back after this crisis? This is your opinion. I mean, like, we don't talk about on behalf of the government or my name.
Yes, of course.
But it's like, how would the Rahman would like to see the economy bounce back? Look, you're talking to people on a daily basis. And as I say, you know, I mean, like, you know the hardship people are experiencing. And it's like, I'm the last person need to, you know, talk about anybody, you know what I mean? Because it's a difficult time and people experience difficult, you know, circumstances of the life, you know, I mean, some people lost a job, some people are going to struggle with the mortgage and all these things. But if Rahman, he's in position, instead of Scott Morrison, as I say, you know, I mean, being Prime Minister of Australia or the Minister of Economy or any type of role, how would you like to see that this economy bounce back?
Again, as I gave some references to the historical events, the magnitude of this event is quite similar to one of those events, whether it's health crisis or financial crisis. And the government, governments around the world have tackled this crisis heads on.
Yes.
By injecting a historically high proportion of a financial stimulus into the economy.
Yeah, but that can't last forever. They say it's going to be six months, I think, to November. Then after this, even Freidenberg was last night on TV, I was watching, he said, the government cannot contribute anymore after some certain date, so always going to be less unemployed. But how would you like to see? Is that going to be more, artificial intelligence computers, or that's going to be more, the infrastructure building, or like more shops, or people? Because recently I'm seeing Australia, it's all healthy suddenly, because everybody's walking every day, 50 kilometers per day, like it looks like it was preparing for Olympic Games in Australia. But that's not the economy moving forward. What would you suggest to economy moving forward and you know, I mean, restart quicker and better?
Governments, if you look at this morning's news, federal government has announced a few outcomes they want to see before they open up the economy. The opening up would be air travel could resume between Australia and New Zealand. The wider businesses are scheduled to open probably by July.
Yes,
I completely agree with the government in that regard. That opening up the economy in a staged manner, keeping everyone, again, health is a priority. If you keep your generation safe and healthy, you recover in time, and the economy will follow. The business will follow.
Yes,
but we need to be mindful. There would be some permanent shift to the attitude of the businesses, employer in general. And what is going to result in a business perspective is going to open up some new opportunities, particularly around online-based learnings, employability, and economic, which will have economic consequences.
That's very interesting.
At the same time, on the negative side, we will see some industries being suffered. Is this a structural change? And for example...
Yes.
I just give you some small example. Many businesses at the moment, they look at large commercial premises and offices, etc. If more people go working from home, so the demand for those real estate could be impacted. So it could have a flow-on impact on the overall economy in terms of demand and supply, as well as the capital flows. So we do need to, there'll be a shift coming. It'll be gradual. Some of the changes will be gradual. Some will be immediate after. But certainly changes will be there, and including social distancing.
That's very interesting. Rahman, can I ask you one question? Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Sorry to interrupt you. Like, I just, you know, I mean, the topic I discussed with a couple of people I know. Now, I'm just trying to understand and make my head around. We're in a lockdown for 6 weeks, and Prime Minister... He's arguing now, and he tries to push everybody back on this Friday back into the, you know, into our new normal. Now, tell me, because that's like I don't understand economy, and I mean I'm not the guy for the numbers. Now, why the businesses after 6 weeks of lockdown, and I'm talking about many businesses, small businesses and medium businesses, they're struggling to continue living. Like, if you have the business for 10 years. And suddenly, after 4 weeks of lockdown, you are forced to shut down the business, you know what I mean? Because of lockdown, you're closing the business door because you can't trade. why the business is struggling with the money. You see, this is the predicament I have. If you're working 10 years in a business, you should have some money. You know, you don't employ the people anymore. You know what I mean? You put them on the side. Unfortunately, that's the situation. But why the business is struggling in Australia after 4 weeks of the lockdown, where is the money? Why is it? Does everybody live on a credit cards or how? No, seriously, I'm just very curious about this one.
Yeah, of course. If you run your household or your business prudently, you obviously save some funds for your uncertain times, and this could be one of those massively unstructured uncertain times.
That's very interesting answer. So they should learn the lessons, people. Most of business should learn the lessons from this and talk to the person like yourself and structure the business and the finances properly, because we don't know if it's going to come COVID-29 like a mobile phone, iPhone 11, 21, and with so many.
And I think the big word for this, and it's something I've been pottering, it's called resilience.
Good one. Good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one. More interestingly, we will be working very closely with our clients going forward.
Yes.
How the economy looks like, what are the products, demand, supply curves are. And I personally believe working in the financial markets for many years, this is going to open up opportunities. If you think creatively, well within the range, stay conservative. We never suggest people going on investment cycles or any aggressively, because staying conservative, you can build some solid, significant wealth. That's what our clients have experienced. And all the uncertain times, crashes, they have two aspects. One is obviously, which is a negative impact.
Yes.
The other one is an opportunity. So we should be looking into opportunity side as well.
Now, I do agree to you. Opportunity and resilience, as Darren said, this one. Look, Roman, we have a few minutes before 11 o'clock. And before we wind up this one and introduce our guests, how they contact you, do you mind to share with us, you know, I mean, how did you keep yourself happy, healthy, and fit during this crisis, you know what I mean, or still going on? Did you wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, the Rocky Eyes of Tiger, and then running? Because I know you're missing gym, because I was seeing you in the same gym. We're going to the same gym. So what did you done to keep yourself positive and happy and healthy, you know what I mean? Because, you know, in your voice, I can sense it, you know what I mean? You're always positive, man, and you're always smiling when I see you. How did you keep this one?
And Mario, this is a great question. I always get up 5 a.m. I have kept my fitness regime as it was before, although I'm not going to the gym anymore. but I do exercise, which I have a routine of 6 to 7 days a week, including running, and I have a trainer.
Yes.
Fortunately, we do boxing occasionally.
Yeah.
In a park, so but.
You're doing a box. You're gonna get a fine. Eh? You know, nobody hit this except me, Darren, and another 160,000.
We won't see anything.
Yes.
And I think it's really good to stay fit. And I'm riding my bicycle very much as much.
Well,
as
I bet
can.
You do. I bet you
solo,
do.
Solo though, missing riding with others. Mario, and I should get out. We should get out.
No, bicycle. There's not the tires fit enough for me.
Oh,
you know,
I
mean,
could
for my weight.
Something like that. Let's just jump into a track now, Queen Bicycle Race, and then we'll come back and wrap up with Rahman this morning. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Royce.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
All I wanna do is
I want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way.
So forget all your duties, all
Jones.
Hey, Wayne.
Hot dog.
I said, cool, man. I don't want to be the president of America.
She smiled.
I said, geez.
Cartier.
I said, please.
Income tax.
I said, Jesus, I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. Cause all I want to do is
bicycle.
Live 90.5.
Are you in the market to hire an honest, reliable, long-term plumber? If so, you want to look out for one that is fully licensed and insured, has your interest at heart, displays professionalism and is branded. Neat, clean and tidy and treats your domain with respect and care. Look no further. Waterflow Plumbing is your plumber. Fully licensed and insured in plumbing, draining, gas fitting, roof plumbing, waterproofing and mini excavation. Call Bradley on 0488 300 480 or email info at waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On linsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced
physics.
Students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enroll now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around Show every Thursday at noon.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
It's 5 minutes to 11 and you're on Alive 90.5 with Mario and his Business Insights show, and we've been speaking to Raman Bala this morning. And Raman, do you want to take us through the key points and those stimulus package measures, and then we'll wrap up for our guests?
Yeah, thanks, Darren. Thanks, and thanks, Mario. Thanks for having me on your show. Again, at RSB Hexagon, we provide the top-notch advice, business advice, tax planning, home loans, and property investments. just to summarize our key points, we discussed various economic scenarios, positive and going back to history, in comparing with the global financial crisis in 2008. And similarly, as the government has done before, The current measures are targeted to keep people employed. We discussed about cash booster scheme. That's what you can, which ranges from $20,000 to $100,000 up to September. That's what the funds you can get when you lodge your quarterly or monthly business activity or activity statements. The second the scheme we discussed about job keeper scheme, where $1,500 per employee per fortnightly wage subsidies is available for the eligible businesses.
That's good, yeah.
And which is a good scheme.
And the point was, we try to make at the beginning, towards the end of conversation, before we take the break, it is that we should learn, even despite all the obstacles we're hitting, we're all in this, some people experience in different ways, but the bottom line is we are all in this, and we should learn something from this crisis, and that's what engage the people like yourself to come to you and plan in future, the future of themselves and their kids, and not to experience hurdle of the financial impact of any type of crisis. Do you agree with me?
And then the JobKeeper finishes around September 2020, as with other measures. And then we also spoke about job seeker scheme, and at the same time, early release of your superannuation. If you are eligible employee or eligible person, you can request early release of your superannuation up to $20,000. As Mario mentioned, and the prudence is the key, and how we manage our financial matters as households. So at RSB Hexagon, we specialize in providing the expert business advice and to keep you safe in these uncertain financial times.
Roman, thank you so much for being our guest today and spending 55 minutes with us on online and assisting to all listeners online 90.5, not just in Sydney, but the global as well. You can go on our website, Alive90.5FM, and you'll find the interview with Roman Bala from Hexagon RBA interview later today or maybe tomorrow, and you can reach him. And if you have any questions and when you go through this uncertainty, please contact Roman. Roman, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you, Roman, and look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Thank you. Thanks, Darren. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Up on a
roof. Up on a roof. When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on a roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my now when I come home feeling tired and beat, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Up on a roof.
I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street.